This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Chris Sky has been arrested. He's just a well-spoken activist. Wanted Canada to be reopened. He said over a year ago it wouldn't be reopened in a viral video. It's been proven to be dead on. And in subsequent videos, he's joining us. They sent police to his house when he dared go to the grocery store and interview people about the lockdown. The level of tyranny you will live under is the exact level you will accept, to quote Thomas Jefferson. I did not plug any last hour, and if I don't plug, we're not going to be here because we were in the red the first 5 months of the year because a bunch of our best-selling products would not come in because of the COVID fake lockdowns, warehouses, supply chains totally broke down, and you're seeing supply chain problems everywhere. Food prices increase, supplement prices increase, lumber prices, steel prices triple, and this is just the beginning because now people milk it where if one person gets tested at a company for COVID, even though they're not sick, the whole company just shuts down. Well, China never shut down. So they're taking over the planet, and they've doubled and tripled their profits, and we're falling apart. So we finally got a bunch of the products in, 7 months since DNA Force Plus was in. A whole bunch of times since some of the other products like Pollen Block, I forget how many months, seasonal discomfort, allergies, it's all natural, it's amazing, people love it. It comes from quail eggs, not the eggs itself, the quail shell from a special type of quail, not GMO, it's a special type of quail, fed a special diet. It's a French secret they discovered in the last 50 years, and it creates some type of natural antihistamine. People love it. Well, it's been sold out. We have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points for the first time this year, and 40% off on DNA Force, 40% off on Pollen Block, 50% off on Ultra 12. Now, you want to talk about natural, clean energy. You can take Turbo Force all day long. It's great. It's amazing. 10 hours of clean energy. Ultra 12, good vitamin B12 from a good organic source, take it under the tongue, is the platform for your entire body's operation. And it tastes sweet naturally. That's what real B12 tastes like. It's back in stock, 50% off. So these are all amazing products. And they're all priced very low for the quality you're getting. I could buy a crappy type of PQQ or CoQ10 for half the cost, but the studies show it doesn't get absorbed by your cells. It doesn't get into your mitochondria. It doesn't get into your telomeres and have them last longer. And telomeres like a candle. It's your DNA strands. When they stop dividing, you die. The cell dies. And every time a cell divides, the telomeres get shorter. It's how many times it can replicate. Well, you're even allowed to say, with all the discrimination against supplements out there with PQQ and CoQ10, that they do that because they do. Nerve growth factor, all of it is in there. It's back in stock, a flagship product. I mean, it's our number one seller when we can get it. But because it's pharmaceutical, they call it nutraceutical grade, we have a lot of trouble always getting it in anyways, as you know. So it's sold out for a few months, a few times a year. It's been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, but I'm still doing 40% off for those that haven't tried it. For all the regulars, I know you've been buying a lot of it. That's great. And it's going to go back to full price in about a week. We've got this Memorial Day special. I'm going to extend it through next week. Except some of the products are so close to selling out, or it's going to be so long we get it back in, they'll go back to regular price before we sell out. So DNA Force Plus may go back to regular price or maybe 10% off, sort of 40% off coming up here by Wednesday or so, because it really is an amazing product, and it's very expensive for us to make it. To have the real ingredients, these nutraceutical-grade ingredients in it, is very, very expensive. Little bitty bottles of it that are the crap type are like $40 a piece just for PQQ or CoQ10. It's the PQQ that costs the most. So that is available, and it funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of new T-shirts in that I have not designed but told people. These are my concepts. That's why some of the shirts aren't that good. Some are amazing. But I'm the main guy that does the concepts for them. We've got a bunch of new shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. We really like them, and that helps spread the word as well. So be sure to check those out. I want to thank you all for your support. We'll be right back with Chris Sky, and then I've got a bunch of other news. Did you hear? The military's announced a plan to disarm the military. Yep, that's 7277. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So, I predicted this 16 months ago on air because I was reading the Rockefeller Foundation documents, ladies and gentlemen. And I was reading all the other Bill Gates UN war games like Crimson Contagion, Event 201. And right there they said, we're creating a new society, a new civilization, where the general public is non-essential, where we train people to have less for the environment. This is about carbon and cutting carbon to save the earth from global warming. This is not about the virus. And Bill Gates has said that. Klaus Schwab has said that. They have all said that over and over and over again. And so, if you look at Australia, or you look at areas of Europe like Germany and Spain, or the UK, they're still locked down. They have police horses running over women and children. They're beating people with billy clubs. This is all about the general public becoming prisoners, learning to be locked in your houses. I was talking to Craig Jones, who's the number two grappler in the world at this big grappling deal I went to Friday night with Joe Rogan here in Austin. And he was on the show. But he was talking about after his fight that he won in a record 60 seconds, his bout, we went and had a beer, and he was talking about how his town in Australia, where he lives, has gone back on lockdown, Melbourne, and how when you fly in for 14 days, they lock you in a hotel room. You can't leave the room for 14 days, not even an hour, like a prisoner gets 23 in, one out. This is all prisoner training. And so once they train you to do it, once they give you the tracker chips and the face scans, the social credit score, it's game over. That's the admitted plan. Well, Chris Skye, who's just a businessman and a patriot up in Canada, he predicted all of this last year. And now everything he said came true. So I want to play a clip of him almost a year ago predicting all of this, because he had a document that's now been confirmed of how they were never going to get rid of the lockdowns, how they'd have lockdown 3 and then lockdown 4. They're now going under the next lockdown. They're arresting pastors, closing churches, but Walmart and Target are open because they are essential. This is total corporate takeover tyranny. And then we'll talk about one of the premiers up in Canada, Mr. Ford, who tells people this is basically going to be permanent. You can't have one case, so they've got to do this. One case of something that's totally exaggerated in the PCR test or almost completely fake. So Chris Skye always has a lot to say, but let's hear from him last year predicting exactly what happened.
Clients, because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take take your vaccine.
There you go. And we're going to go to him here in just a moment, but I wanted to play that clip of one of the premiers, Mr. Ford, talking about martial law just a few months ago so that people understand exactly what's going on. So this is the Ontario government, Doug Ford, announcing an extended province-wide stay-at-home order and new restrictions. That's called martial law, including checkpoints where they ask where you're going. Here it is.
So effective immediately, we're extending the emergency declaration and prolonging the stay-at-home order province-wide for an additional 2 weeks, for a total of 6 weeks. Outdoor gatherings will now be strictly limited to members of your own household only. Anyone who lives alone can join with one other household. We'll be closing all non-essential construction. We're restricting all outdoor recreational amenities, such as golf courses, basketball courts, soccer fields, and playgrounds. We're reducing capacity in big box retail even further to 25%. Beginning on Monday, places of worship will be capped at a maximum of 10 people indoors. To get ahead of the variants that are plaguing Western Canada, beginning Monday, we're setting up checkpoints at all interprovincial borders. We'll be limiting access to border crossings between Ontario and the provinces of Manitoba and Quebec, with exceptions such as work, medical care, or transportation of goods. And we're calling on the federal government to immediately tighten up our international borders. We're currently facing the devastating consequences.
Okay, that's enough. Now we know they lied about the PCR test. If you haven't had the vaccine, they turn it up to 40 to make you false positive 94% of the time. They admit that, New York Times. If you had the vaccine, but of course you're sick from it, they will turn it down to 28 so that you'll get all false negatives. Chris Sky joins us because people need to not go back to sleep in Texas and Florida, and even New York's basically, you know, back open now. And understand that the next phases are coming and that the beta test is Canada and other areas. If you're a radio listener, we're rolling footage of Germans being attacked with water cannons, women's heads being split open, in the UK, giant Clydesdales running over women, almost killing women, just beating people with billy clubs, arresting children, people arrested, walking their dogs, German shepherds attacking families. I mean, this is just, and it's all UN-directed world government in the name of saving us from something that is pure bull. You have just also been arrested and got out of jail. Chris Sky, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me once again. This is a very important broadcast because we had a lot of important information that we were getting out to the public. And the number one thing they were trying to do was stop me from going on tour again, because our last tour was so successful. We called it the Freedom Convoy Tour. And I had to drive all the way to Vancouver because they put me on the no-fly list. And we drove from Vancouver all the way to Montreal. And when we ended up in Montreal on May 1st, there were 300,000 people on the streets with me marching in solidarity to end these lockdowns. And the government didn't want anybody to know about that. And the last thing the government wanted was a repeat of that. And so when I told everybody that I was due to do a repeat tour, and we were calling it the Just Say No Tour to launch my new book, which is right here, Just Say No. Oh, sorry, it's upside down. They did everything they could to stop me. First of all, they arrested me the day before I was supposed to leave to go to Vancouver, thinking it was going to stop me. I got out of jail that very same day. I had to make alternate arrangements to leave to make it there. I left at Friday at midnight to get to Vancouver at Sunday at 2 p.m., which was over 5,000 kilometers or roughly 3,500-mile drive. And with the help of patriots around Canada, we had 9 different cars take us from place to place to place, including a helicopter to get us there on time. And then the day before my book was supposed to go on sale, which was May 25th, it was supposed to go on sale at Amazon Books. Amazon announced for the very first time ever in history that this book right here, Just Say No, is the first book in history to be banned by Amazon the day before it was to go on sale. They tried to do that to stop me because they tried to stop me from going by making me in jail. That didn't work. They tried to stop me from going by making it so I can't drive, I can't fly. They confiscated all my legally owned firearms and weapons. So I had to stay with my bail surety, who actually comes on tour with me, thankfully. So that's the only reason I was allowed to do this tour. And then even when I went on tour, I was supposed to make a stop in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our governments are now so corrupt, so lawless, that they got a preemptive warrant for me and four other people before the event even happened. So now in Canada, they can give you arrest warrants for things you have not even done.
All right, stay there. Let's explain. This is all UN-directed. The UN puts out a statement. Big Tech enforces it with the police. And the model is Canada coming to America next to literally, with a guy with no criminal record, start arresting you, attacking you for traveling around, saying, let's end this lockdown. In Germany, they're trying to pass a law, 5 years in prison, if you criticize the lockdown. Yes, folks, Australia, similar things. Facebook banned members of parliament from Facebook in Australia if they criticize the lockdown. And you saw the big tech whistleblowers on this show and Tucker Carlson last week from Facebook, where they say when someone tells the truth, that's who they particularly ban. And so Facebook, by the way, spies on people in Europe and calls the police on them, and they get arrested live on Facebook. This is serious, because what they're doing is criminal. They've got to suppress our speech, showing our speech is powerful. Stay with us.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, so Chris Skye is a successful business guy up in Canada. I looked into him. And the last year, he's become one of the leading voices traveling around the world. Europe, you name it, exposing what was coming off the UN's own documents. And that's really what blows people away. This is all a UN worldwide drill for a bioweapon being released. They released a real gain-of-function virus. Doesn't kill many people, but it is a chimera. Scientists knew that. When they first looked at it over a year ago, we told you we're vindicated, and we told you more lockdowns are coming. And even in places like Texas where the lockdowns pretty much ended, they're planning on bringing it back if the truth doesn't come out. So you heard Chris Skye, who has been arrested, harassed, had 30 police cars come to his house because he dared, you know, go walk around the supermarket and interview people. They don't want people communicating. And they admit they don't want anyone but the UN being able to have this speech. And the leftist called for anti-lockdown protesters to be arrested. And they've been attacking them all over the world, Germany, England, you name it. And so just absolutely criminal activity. But I know Doug Ford, when he called for martial law, he did another lockdown. I know that he was very unpopular. He later had to apologize. So, Chris Skye, you've got a lot to say. You filled us in on the harassment, them trying to stop you getting your book out, just like you'd be banned on Facebook if you criticized and said we think it came from this lab. You know, now you're allowed to. Amazon's been attacking a lot of publishers that say COVID is manufactured. But now they're saying the day before you were going to put this out on Amazon that, no, you can't sell your evil book. Incredible.
Yeah, and they didn't even give me a reason. They basically said they're just reserving the right to say no, which is hilarious because that's the title of the book. And they had no problems with it prior to that. I did all the paperwork. I talked to all the representatives. I did everything they want. So now the only place that the book is available is either in person when I'm on tour and lots of people have been buying, or on my website, realchrissky.com. And I urge everybody to not just buy it for them, but buy it for someone who doesn't understand what's really going on. Buy it for someone who's on the fence and just needs to know, to have that inspiration and that knowledge that will give them the hope that they need to get through this. Because this book is, it'll do that. For people that are awake, it'll give them the inspiration and the knowledge to speak out further. For people that are on the fence and have questions, they won't have questions after they read this book. And for people that haven't even asked questions, for people that are still sitting at home with two masks on, waiting for this to be over, waiting for the government to give them their freedom back, this book will do what the government is more afraid of than anything. It will get people to ask questions. This book has the ability to spark a national and even international conversation.
I totally agree. And they're also trying to censor a very important book put up by medical doctor Mercola. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Guys, put that up. They've been trying to censor this book as well, but we have it in stock. The Truth About COVID-19 book, exposing COVID-19, the Great Reset, lockdowns, vaccine passports, and the new normal. Everyone has to get Chris Skye's book at his site. Everybody's got to get this. It's an information war. And I just told Chris, because their printer's printing more right now, I'm going to buy 10,000 of his book and sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. Because knowledge is power, and we got to circumvent these censors. Again, Chris, explain what's happening in Canada. Church is still closed, Walmart open.
Oh, my God. It's absolutely disgusting. I actually went to Pastor Art's church in the Calgary, the famed pastor. I was privileged enough to even speak there. And then I watched him get arrested straight up Nazi style on the middle of the highway on his knees, carried away by multiple police officers. Now they're issuing warrants in places like Manitoba to organizers of events before the events even happen. This is literal pre-crime on display. I have a warrant out for my arrest apparently in Manitoba for an event I never even went to. This is absolute lunacy, and they're doing it because they can. This is what I was talking about, the Nazi arrest of the pastor. And we've seen other pastors get arrested, but we've seen wonderful institutions like the JCCF, Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms, standing up for people like myself, standing up for people like the pastor. They actually took on my no-fly case, and they're going to be working on it. And they had some, they filed injunctions against multiple governments, against these illegal measures that they're pulling. The governments aren't even cutting corners right now.
By the way, these aren't police officers. These are beyond Nazis. These are the enemy.
They are 100%. The police officers are more than like on our side. When I talk to police officers...
Well, I want to be clear. The good cops are good. I mean, the cops that follow orders to close churches are serving Satan.
100%, and they know it. And they get, and a lot of cases, they have to hire third-party people to do this, because the actual police department themselves won't. So when you're at a protest in Toronto, and you see this huge bus, and these guys get off the bus, and they're wearing, like, SWAT-style gear, and they have police-like vests on, these guys aren't even real police officers. They're basically glorified security guards that they put in police-like uniforms. They don't even have guns or anything like that. But they've been given arrest powers. And these are the kind of guys that have the bad attitude. These are the kind of guys that are looking for trouble. And that's why they unleash them on protesters, because they want to agitate. They want to cause violence. They want to cause a division.
And again, they put black tarps up around huge churches for months, put hundreds of police there, and let no one go in major churches down the streets from topless bars that are open.
That's right. And I can tell you why they don't want people at churches, because I was there at Pastor Art's church. And when people are there, they feel hopeful. They feel togetherness. They feel unity. They feel everything that you need in order to get through this and in order to fight back. And the government wants you to feel isolated, hopeless, despair. And that's why they hate this more than anything. Because not only does it expose all their lies, it empowers you to stand up for yourself. It gives you the knowledge. It gives you the power. It gives you the courage. And you got to go to realchrissky.com and get it. And it's going to be available, like he said, on his site soon. I'm really excited about that, because I need this book to get into everybody's hands.
Listen, I want to get 100,000 of these out of it. You and I were even talking about, after you sell an initial amount, just to be able to fund yourself on this tour, we're going to talk about selling them basically at cost, because we need millions of these books to get out, ladies and gentlemen. This is a total war. So, Chris, continue. For folks that don't know, people are like, oh, who cares about Canada or Australia? This is all UN directed. The same stuff is coming here. Why are they keeping Canada permanently locked down? Why are they saying Germany may never reopen?
Very simple. Canada is the prize on the worldwide stage. If you're a super villain and you wanted to take over any country in the world that you could, Canada is the prize. The largest landmass, unlimited amount of resources, and the smallest, weakest population you can imagine. And that's why we have the worst lockdown. Because we don't have the balls, we don't have the fortitude, we don't have the freedom-loving instinct of some place like Florida or Texas. And that's what I tell every Canadian. The government didn't close your business, you closed your business, and you're keeping it closed. The government didn't put a mask on your children, you did. The government didn't put a mask on you, you're putting it on yourself every day. And Canadians are the best in the world at making excuses. They want to be called the nicest people in the world. And our government loves to push that around the world. Canadians are nice. The origin of the word nice in Latin is ignorant and naive, meaning you're easy to take advantage of, and when they do take advantage of you, they know you're not going to do anything. And Canadians are a perfect example of that. And they want to make an example of people like me so Canadians won't stand up. And they've arrested me multiple times. They put such conditions on me.
And by the way, explain to folks, you have the highest suicide rate now in the world. Your children are killing themselves. This nanny state is vicious and is killing.
The nanny state is way worse than COVID itself. The consequences of lockdown, like the raging suicides in children, the overdoses. I just came from British Columbia. There's more overdose deaths for people under 60 than there are COVID deaths. And we're talking about a pandemic? Give me a break. The real pandemic, the real catastrophe is all the unrelated deaths to lockdowns. The virus didn't close businesses. The virus didn't cause suicide. The virus didn't cause divorces, overdoses. No, that's the consequences of government shutdown. And it's all planned. The government wants total control. So they're using the vaccine passport to take away your rights and freedoms. And they're using the fact that they're closing your businesses and putting you on universal basic income to control you physically. And for the rest of the people that still have a little property left, they're going to be coming for that too. And we'll be talking about that in the next segment. Because this has to stop.
That's right. Let's talk about the next phase of what they admit they're going to do. It's in all the Klaus Schwab documents.
I don't really need to sell you on how beet concentrate is really good for your heart, good for your liver, good for your lungs, good for your cardiovascular system, your brain. It's well known, and so beet supplements are amongst the best sellers out there. So I went out to a top lab and I said, what is the strongest beet concentrate you can do? A copy of the popular formula you have. They explained that their formula had a certain percentage, and I said, just like with Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula, for the average competitor is at 5% curcuminoid, I said, no one else does 95. That's the highest level. I said, give me 95% humanoid. Didn't even cost much more. And we have 95% humanoid. Well, it's the same thing here. This is a very strong beet extract, and it's very good for your body, good for your heart, and it's back in stock, VasoBeets, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Turbo Force is back in. DNA Force is back in. Ultra 12 is back in. Super Male Vitality is back in. And they all fund the InfoWar. And their store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points for the week of Memorial Day.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind. Chris Sky, riding shotgun with us until this hour ends, and then Owen Schroyer goes live. Take your calls, guests, and more. 6 to 8 p.m. It's called Sunday Live. I'm Alex Jones, of course, weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We have another great morning show with Harrison Smith and all his guests and analysis. That's weekday mornings, 8 a.m. before I go live at 11 a.m. Then, of course, the War Room. Owen doesn't just host Sunday evenings, 6 to 8 p.m. Sunday Live. He also hosts the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays. And Owen is going to take a vacation this week that he really deserves. I'm going to be co-hosting along with others on the War Room. Got some big guests that I'm going to put on the War Room this week. Okay, I'm sitting here, and quite a few people listen to the show. So we're talking about dictatorship in Canada, and I just got sent an interesting text by a very well-known talk show host, I'll leave it at that, saying, have you seen this? And I said, during a little short break, I said, no, that's incredible. And I sent it to the producers to play it. And I didn't just believe the clip. I went and did a search and found out that, indeed, he bragged that he bought the media off. We're going to play it in a moment. I didn't know he'd said this. So I shoot the talk show host, household name, back the, I'm not bragging, it's just funny small world. I send him back Trudeau saying, I want to be a dictator like China. He hadn't seen that. So it shows how, don't think everybody knows stuff. I see people all the time going, Jones, you haven't covered this because I didn't know about it. I mean, this is so over the top. So Trudeau admires Xi Jinping. His dad admired the previous communist dictator and wrote books about how he wanted communism. Here he is saying he wants it, and now he's got his premiers over your provinces from coast to coast. And like you said, you're one of the biggest countries in the world, incredible resources, only rivaled by Russia, way more than the U.S. has, and you're being taken over, and people have no defense mechanism in Canada because you were a Christian society. Now you're a globalist society, and you said the people are wide open to this, but people don't seem to understand how much danger the world's in and that Canada is just the start, that's where the globalists had their free hand. Like you said, it's where a supervillain would strike first.
Exactly, and that's exactly what we're seeing, and that's why we're seeing it so harshly. There's a statistic that just got released a couple days ago that our gyms have been closed 322 days out of the last 365 days. What business can survive being closed 90% of the time over an entire year? Answer, absolutely nothing. And that's what they want. They want to crush small business because when you are an independent business owner, you are independent. You look after yourself. The people that work for you look after themselves. The government serves you as they're supposed to. As soon as the government closes your business, puts you out of work, puts everybody that worked for you out of work, now you rely on universal basic income or stimulus checks or whatever the hell they want to call it. The government no longer serves you. The government rules you. And then can make you do things like take vaccines or do contact tracing or do forced testing. And if you disagree, you don't get your money. And now they're combining that with the vaccine passport that's going to take away your rights and freedoms forever, so they hope. And now you have a system where you have no rights and freedoms, and the government controls you financially. So for what's going to happen? That means we're going to have really high taxes, rampant inflation, and for the rest of the people that still have jobs and still have property, they're coming for them next. They already are talking about their government-insured reverse mortgage program. And that's because when inflation and taxes take over, all the people that are at baby boomer age and ready to retire aren't going to have the money left that they need to live out their life. So the government's going to come and say, we got a great idea for you. Government-insured reverse mortgage. We're going to give you thousands of dollars every month for the next 10 or 15 years. You'll be able to look like kings and queens. Only problem is, when you're done, they own your house. So this is the way they're going to recoup all the property. It's the biggest transfer of
wealth. And by the way, Klaus Schwab has said that. He says, in the future, you will own nothing, you will have nothing, and you will like it. But then they'll dictate total control over you.
Exactly. Their future looks something like this. I'll go through it real quick. If you're living by yourself, you're in 150 square foot. If you're living with another person, you're in 250 square feet. You may or may not have a bathroom in your condo / prison cell, depending on your social status. You will live in a giant building complex where you will work from, you will eat, you will shop at Starbucks, get your hair cut, do your grocery shopping, get your clothing. So you virtually never leave. If you are going to leave, if you have a job where you need to get to, you don't have a car. No. You walk outside, you scan the barcode on your wrist, and you see if you have enough dividend credits left in your bank account to rent that e-bike that's going to take you the 15 minutes to get to your job. This is the kind of
right. And if you socially go out and protest to take guns, protest to forcibly inoculate, protest or like sterilize your 5-year-old son, if you were even able to be able to have a child, while the chemicals of food and water, then they'll give you enough credits to be able to buy food. But if you don't go out and behave the way they want, you won't. That's the social credit score.
That's exactly right. You go on a show like this, you take a picture with someone like you or me, your social credit score drops. Now all of a sudden you can't travel internationally. Then you do something else they don't like. Now all of a sudden you can't work. You do something else they don't like. Now you can't even access your digital wallet. We're talking about a world where you won't even be able to sell your used shoes on friggin' eBay without the government knowing, having to give you permission, tracking, tracing, and taking their piece of the pie. They're going to control every aspect of your life from cradle to grave, and they're setting it all up with this COVID virus. And that's why they do not want people reading my book, because it exposes all of that. Everything. It exposes their lies. It makes people ask questions. And when we can spark an international conversation at the highest levels of government, we can expose these people, we can hold them accountable, and we can make sure that we restructure society in a way that it benefits everybody not just those people at the top, and we make such examples of them that this never happens again.
Exactly. This great reset could be the real reset over the globalists, because they've stolen the planet, they've created thousands of trillions of dollars of fake derivatives, now they want to reset it and act like they're the saviors and tell us the collapse is because of COVID, when the collapse was them ordering the shutdown, with the whole third world starving to death now, being organized as political weapons against the West. Now, here's the new clip I hadn't seen. This is Trudeau. Last year, he gave $600 million to the media, and he openly makes jokes about taxpayer-funded media. Here it is.
Now, you sometimes hear about liberal bias in the media these days, how they're constantly letting our government off the hook for no good reason. Frankly, I think that's insulting. It's clear that they let us off the hook for a very good reason, because we paid them $600 million.
That's not edited, he goes on. That's the sick 100%. Joke. That's the rubbing it in.
Yeah, of course. They make jokes about it to us now. They're like, they don't even hide what they're doing anymore.
And by the way, what he started doing about a year and a half ago, now the New York Times is proposing a bailout to the media, and Biden's talking about paying the corporate media, paying them.
Of course. Well, our government's so corrupt, they just voted to suspend all elections until they decide COVID is over. Did you hear about that?
I did. Tell us about that. Suspending elections, announcing martial law, saying Trudeau wants to be a dictator.
He wants to be a dictator. He wants to install a vaccine passport. He's suspended elections. He's putting checkpoints between provinces. He's having governments issue arrest warrants for people for things they haven't even done yet. And this is literally every dystopian movie and novel rolled into one and just thrown at our doorstep. I was in Vancouver, and at a BEST shelter, I saw an advertisement telling you that you're selfish if you have more than one child in Canada.
This is the Great Reset New World Order depopulation operation. The New York Times wrote an article saying white women having a white boyfriend is racist and that they're terrorists. And it's not a joke article. And the new articles got written by all these white professors saying get rid of white people. I mean, this is insane.
It's beyond insane, and it's not getting any better. Like, look at me. I'm in a truck right now doing the show with you, because I was at a rally right before this, and the police showed up to try to give me a hassle, and we had to literally just take off, jump in a car, set up a hotspot, and here we are. This is how I'm living right now. I live from place to place.
You are literally an information warfare guerrilla on the run. Like, you are Paul Revere, brother.
I can't even get home. I have to drive through Manitoba to get home, and that's the province where I have a warrant for in my arrest for something that I never even did. I have a warrant for my arrest for going to a rally on Friday that I never went to. So hopefully they're smart enough.
Because they're saying assembly is illegal unless you're Walmart or unless you're an airport. I mean, this is the total excuse for control, and it's all over the Western world now.
It's all over the Western world, and in Canada, a lot of people are actually asking for it. But before we go to the last commercial, I got to say, the West Coast of Canada really did what I asked them to. I said that we needed to organize small businesses to open by May 24th, and when I went there on May 23rd, 2,000 businesses in British Columbia had signed on to the
initiative. Hold on, we're doing another segment. Let's talk about action. Don't hang up. Absolutely, Chris Sky, hold your horses, literally. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about solutions.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not the DNA Force Plus. has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off. Or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeast, back 50% off. No, it's dead. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Final segment ahead of 2 hours of more live radio / TV with Owen Schroyer and Sunday Live, which we've cut the ads in half for that. We only have local ads for local stations. We've cut our network ads on that show. A lot of stations are picking it up. Again, Chris Skye is a modern Paul Revere. I follow what he does. He has been arrested, harassed. They have been after him because he's eloquent. He's well-spoken. He predicted it all. He is a leader. And he's getting other leaders to take action. They tried to stop him. He had to helicopter into his last place. He had to change clothes 3 times. I'm trying to arrest him. They've got warrants out for him all over for speaking. And they're arresting preachers all over the once free country of Canada. I mean, we live basically next door to North Korea, but everyone's behaving so nicely under it. Chris Skye, I'm really worried about Canada. At least there was a lot of anger at Ford when he announced official martial law. We already played Trudeau laughing about buying off the media. Here is your leader, Trudeau, talking about dictatorship and admiring Xi Jinping. Here it is.
Trudeau's meeting last week with a group of Toronto women was an example. Even with Sun TV watching for any slip, he was asked which country he most admired and referred to China.
The level of admiration I actually have for China. Because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and say we need to go green as fast as we need to start, you know, investing in solar.
Shut it off. China doesn't do any of that. They're the dirtiest or the worst. We do all that, and we can't operate. And what did Biden just say? Oh, China's going to take over because they're a dictatorship. You got to do what I say. We got to be able to make decisions quick. And you notice all the women were winking at each other, getting excited. They've signed on to dictatorship. The left does what they're told, when they told. There's two papers in Austin. Every magazine I saw said what to do once we reopen, and it was on every magazine cover in our country. It's centralized control, folks. It's dangerous. It's evil. It's bad. And it's saying you're not essential if you're not a corporate operative and you're going to live in a compact coffin apartment. This isn't coming, Chris Sky. It's here, brother.
100%. The lawlessness is crazy. And speaking of Doug Ford, I have to be careful of what I say because I don't know if you saw, but I was front page news all over Canada on all the mainstream media because apparently I made death threats against him and all the other premiers. And then I apparently tried to assault a police officer that was started by a man. I just got to address this so everybody understands. A man by the name of Rob Carbone, who fancies himself the leader of the Republican Party of Canada, representing himself like a Canadian Donald Trump. In reality, he's a con, a fraud, a liar. And I had evidence that he was committing fraud and stealing money, and I had irrefutable evidence and witnesses that I was about to go public with, and that's why he called the police, and the only evidence they have of these so-called alleged threats I made was this man calling and saying that he had a conversation with me, and I said it. Everybody who knows me knows that I didn't say, that I'm not like that. So these are more false allegations that just gave them more fuel for the fire. To the point, like where, like you said, now when I go to a rally, at the end, I see the police watching me, taking pictures of me. At the end of the rallies, I have to like swap clothes and walk away with groups of people just so I don't get grabbed, illegally detained for whatever reason. They will look at any excuse to detain me and arrest me, and then they will try to not give me bail because their agenda is to try to lock me up, throw away the key, and shut me up.
But all they're doing is turning you into a folk hero, and we got cut off on the break. You are the resistance. We are the resistance. All of the world, the resistance. Explain what you did, what locals did, and why some areas are being forced to reopen because the public is no longer submitting to the year-plus martial law. Let's talk about solutions and why they're after you.
Perfect. It was part of my Taking Action tour, which was phase two of United Noncompliance. Phase one was the global awakening, when people like me and others went around and told the truth, and we elevated the human consciousness and changed the perception to let everybody know that everything that's happening right now is not about our safety and health, but it's about control and dominance. And so phase two of United Noncompliance in 2021, we called Taking Action. And to take action, we started breaking down our protest groups into smaller groups that could take individual actions on the ground level that'll make a difference. And the number one group we created were the small business owners. And British Columbia, the west coast of Canada, took this very seriously. And by the time I got back there on the 23rd, and our opening date that we all declared was the 24th, over 2,000 businesses had signed on a declaration that they were going to open whether the government liked it or not. And guess what? May 25th, by coincidence, I'm sure, the government removed a lot of restrictions. They had like they had all kinds of things opening up, they had all kinds of capacity limits removed, and it's because the people took action. If there was only 20 businesses that signed on, the government wouldn't have done anything except extend the lockdown, because thousands and thousands
they would have selectively targeted those. When the churches of Canada see 50 churches closed, they should all open. They should have never closed. The government's saying your religion is non-essential, so everything's open but your churches and your small businesses. This is so predatory. This is so obvious. This is so ridiculous.
They're not even hiding their intentions anymore. It's full fettered dominance, full fettered, you will comply or else. And that's why they're breaking every single law, violating every protection. They even made it now. Wow, you guys in the States, your Red Cross will not allow blood donations from people who have been given the COVID vaccine. For good reason. In Canada, Canadian Blood Services will not only allow it, they're just fine with it. This is like a double standard. When you guys banned the AstraZeneca vaccine, Trudeau was trying to buy it from you guys at a discount so he can still inject Canadians.
And let's remind people, a lot of these vaccines are banned in major countries. We never hear that because the media is so damn controlled. And then you, or medical doctors or scientists, they get censored. You know, that Facebook thing about how medical doctors and Senate hearings and hearings in Texas and Florida were banned under Facebook orders That's doctors in legislative hearings. Big tech saying we can't hear that. They're banning members of the Australian Parliament that criticize it off Facebook. This is a power grab. Facebook is heavily invested, so is Google, in Big Pharma. And, I mean, Congress must act. I'm telling you, though, I typed in Trudeau dictatorship. I didn't know that even the Huffington Post said that there was a plan for him to basically become a dictator, and he wants to be a dictator. So I guess this is an actual plan of the Labor Party up there.
Well, it is. He is a dictator. Like, they're all dictators. Doug Ford, like you said, he put in that plan that was basically martial law, but with the government still in control. He wanted us, we're still under a stay-at-home order in Ontario. We're not supposed to leave our houses for any reason except medical or essential until June 16th. And that's been since friggin' November. Then they made the checkpoints interprovincial, and they announced that they were going to make checkpoints within different regions of the province and give police power to pull over any vehicle and ask them where they were going.
And it was the police that said no, finally. And it was the police that finally said no, so he came out and apologized. It's incredible.
That's
now, let's hit this. Explain to listeners, though, whether all over the U.S., they need to know, this is coming back. This is a UN directive, so people have to realize what's happening to Canada is a beta test for us. We are all going to be Canadians very, very soon. How do you see them rolling it back out in the West as they promised to do?
You guys have no idea what's coming. If you know what this year is, this is the 50th year for the U.S. currency. No fiat currency has ever lasted longer than 50 years. They're actually running bets in Vegas right now on which month the U.S. dollar is going to collapse. And all of this is going to, all this COVID and all this stuff and all this part of the Great Reset is a part of the dollar collapse. You're going to see a huge devaluation of the U.S. dollar sometime around the middle of summer. You're going to see supply chain disruptions. You're going to see all the same type of stuff that's happening here in the States. I've already applied for a waiver to make sure I have no problems going to the States because I know I'm going to have to take this tour over there. And I know that this is a problem that can't be fixed by just one country.
And by the way, China just announced they're worried a bubble's about to break and that the dollar's dying. You show your sophistication. It was back in 63 that they remonetized the U.S. debt. They did it previously. So we've had the U.S. dollar for 200 plus years, but it's always being remonetized and changed. And you're right. They're moving for a new Bretton Woods and a new global currency right now. And they need COVID collapse as the cover for what they call a global Marshall Plan, where these central banks put us all into deeper debt but make us sign our rights over. And Klaus Schwab says we'll all have a global ID and an implantable microchip on French TV.
That's pretty much what they want to do. They want to use debt to create a situation of a crisis where then they can then use a world currency, which will most likely be a digital currency. And it's just like what we said. It's when we talk about a one world government takeover, we're not talking about one supernatural government with one world leader that's going to take over the entire world. No, we're still going to have our own countries, our own governments, their own leaders, but they're going to follow a universal directive like we've seen with COVID. And they're going to follow that universal directive with all the laws when it comes to currency laws.
And Chris, they admit that's the plan. You're going to be giving us daily updates on the War Room, on the Alex Jones Show, and on American Journal's 8 a.m. weekdays. You're going to be popping in each day to give folks updates. The Paul Revere of North America. Chris Skye, we salute you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I'll be literally in on the run. Literally on the run. I'll be jumping in and updating you guys. To get my book right now, go to www.realchrisskye.com. It's called Just Say No. We're shipping them out right away.
Beautiful, Chris. And we're going to talk to you on Tuesday. Be safe, brother. Wow. All right. Owen Schroyer's about to take over. Speak of funding. Free shipping store-wide for Memorial Day. Double Patriot points. Biggest sell of the year. InfoWars store. That's how we fund this operation.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with Arise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.